Morning Music with Graham Pascoe continues. In this part of the program, I'll play more songs that I'm sure you'll remember, perhaps some that you will not. And at about 10:30, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. It's a delightful soprano who became the youngest singer to perform as a star at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. But there'll be quite a bit before we get to that.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. Thank you.
I played some songs from a couple of Gold Diggers movies. The songs were written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. They also wrote the songs for a 1934 film called 20 Million Sweethearts. And one of the songs was I'll String Along With You. In the film, Dick Powell sang it, but I played a recording by the Canadian singer Diana Krall. She sang the song and also played the piano for I'll Sing Along With You in 1999. Here's a beaut recording of a traditional song by Frank Johnson's band, recorded in Melbourne in 1962. Johnson's Jazz Band, Just a Closer Walk.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so. That I saw you smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. love you too. I do. Didn't you know?
Remember You, written by Victor Schertzinger and Johnny Mercer for Dorothy Lamour to sing in a 1942 motion picture, The Fleet's Inn. That recording was by Helen O'Connell, a singer who recorded many of items with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, but he wasn't the accompaniment in that recording. Time to listen to Glenn Miller's band.
Beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy paddle over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. after a lonely day. Blue evening spent in the same old way. My future looks as dark as the skies above me. There must be someone here in this world who loves me. A sweet love song would be so grand to know, but my love song are all from the radio. Another dawn is waiting for me, another day, and then another blue evening again.
Eberly was the vocalist with the Glenn Miller Orchestra in those two recordings. The first was Stairway to the Stars. That was a popular song on our hit parades in 1940, and not only the Glenn Miller version, but also others. It was a composition of Frank Signorelli. And Ray Eberly also sang with Glenn Miller in the recording of Blue Evening.
Thank you.
The French singer-songwriter Charles Aznavour collaborated with Herbert Kretschner to write that tune, which was titled She. Well, that's the English title. And it was played by James Galway, the flautist, with the London Mozart Players. This week's singer of renown is Patrice Mansell. She was born in the USA in 1925, and in 1943, at the age of only 18, she became the youngest singer to star at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. She became a star and also featured in many TV shows from the late 1950s. And I'm going to play a recording by Patrice Mansell in a delightful duet with, I wonder who it was.
Sorry that you didn't run away. You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon we're like here to choose to stay. You couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. And if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one. Have you ever had a fella you gave money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a fella at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a fella you went walking with.
Yes.
Where'd you walk?
Oh, a special I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No one. I told you that. I'm never gonna marry. If I was gonna marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never gonna marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular. Just the same, I know how it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shuttle tangle in the threads, and the warp would get mixed with the woof. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way.
the fall of a wave hit the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
There's a heck of a lot of stars in the sky, and the sky's so big, the sea looks small, and two little people, you and I, we don't count at all.
You, are you trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Then what's putting it into my head? It'd be awful. I can just see myself. Kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie if I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Pass me by. Soon you'd leave me. Off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never to know how I love you.
Robert Mirra was the partner of my singer of renown, Patrice Munsell, as they sang those two songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. What more can I say about Patrice Munsell? Well, I think an indication of the esteem in which she was held was she was invited to sing at the farewell performance at the Metropolitan Opera in New York before the company relocated to the Lincoln Center. In my youth, I saw for the first time Maurice Chevalier on the film screen. It would have been in Gigi. I had no idea of Chevalier's background. Certainly didn't know that he'd made films more than 20, 25 years before. Here's one that Maurice Chevalier sang in a movie called The Innocents of Paris in 1929.
Oh, wonderful, oh, it's wonderful to be in love with you. Beautiful, you're so beautiful, you haunt me all day through. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise, earth in the trees seems to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It has to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seems to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, I love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Just to see and hear you, joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?
Marie Chevalier sang Louise, written by Richard Whiting and Leo Robin. After the death, at a very young age, of Irving Berlin's first wife, he wrote a couple of very tender songs, and they were interpolated into a London production called The Punch Bowl in 1921.
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am one? Kissing you, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to when I'm alone? With only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? Mm-hmm. I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
I Do was sung by Perry Como. Artie Shaw's band played All Alone, both songs written by Irving Berlin. The song topped the Australian Hit Parades in 1954.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on, whether the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your shoulder to cry on, whether the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. You do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long, and now I find myself wanting you to marry me and take me home. Ooh, you send me. I know you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest, you do. You do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long, and now I find myself wanting you to marry me and take me home. Whoa, you.
Was Teresa Brewer, You Send Me. It was written by Bumps Blackwell. It was a hit for Teresa Brewer and also for Sam Cooke. And Kitty Callan's record topped the hit parades in 54. That was Little Things Mean a Lot. Here's Frank Ifield.
Your charms every night my whole life through. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy old Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease.
Frank Ifield died a little over a week ago, and I didn't realise the extent of his recording career. And as Jeff pointed out and gave us some examples, he covered many songs that other artists had introduced. That was one of them, Please, sung by Frank, but that was introduced by Bing Crosby in a film from the early 1930s. It was written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, and Frank Ifield certainly covered a lot of great songs performed by various artists over many years.